The next guest often gets played on the show in the lead up to a gig of theirs, and I like the instrumental surf rock that is offered up by the Wet Fish. They're playing at the Brisbane Zombie Walk, which raises funds for the Brain Foundation. It's tomorrow at Roma Street Parklands. Welcome to the Goldilocks folk, the Wet Fish.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Hi, Tina.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Fantastic. Tell us a bit about the musical journey so far.
Well, we've been playing live for about 2.5 years now, and we've also played a lot when we were younger in other bands, but the Wet Fish has been about 2.5 years.
Yeah, we're still friends, which is good.
Been doing a lot of gigs too. We did 50 last year.
And, fantastic.
About 40 so far this year.
Did you say 50?
Yeah,
this is last year. Average about a gig a week.
Last year was, yeah.
Mm. Wow, that's pretty cool. What's your favourite track to play live?
That's a tough one.
We've sort of been delving into almost countryside kind of music lately. One of the newer ones that Brendan wrote, Midday Train, I think it is.
I'm
loving that one. That seems to get people's toe tapping. A couple of drinks seem to get them underway.
Fantastic.
We play a mix of originals and covers. Yeah. So I think we've all got our favourite cover and probably our favourite original too.
Fantastic. Mm. What's been your favourite venue to play at so far?
For me, I would say we played at the Noosa Surfing Festival. I think, was that this year or last year?
It was in March this year, yeah.
Yeah, and that was great. That was sort of suited us to a tee, you know, a big stage on the beach, and actually started to rain during our set, and I was like, oh, no, everyone's going to, you know, run off, but everyone stayed out in the rain dancing, and so that was perfect. I really enjoyed that one.
March, it would have been warm enough that rain would have just been a little bit refreshing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, nice.
And we played at a pool party in January, and that was great as well.
Mm. That was part of Bruce Vegas, was it?
Bruce Vegas, yeah. It was at the Milton Pool.
So, oh, cool.
That was good fun.
Nice. You're listening to Goldilocks Folk on 4ZZZ. My name is Tina. I'm chatting with the Wet Fish, who are playing at the Brisbane Zombie Walk tomorrow. What made you guys decide to play Brisbane Zombie Walk?
Well, it's for a good cause, obviously. It's always happy to play charity. And honestly, I think it'll be just it'll be a good fun day too at the same time. It's a good cause, a good event, but it should be a nice fun day. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone all dressed up in their worst, I guess.
Last year I don't know quite what I was doing, but I was on my way home from something and I was near what's it called now? It's called Johnny Ringo's, the old Orient Hotel. Mm-hmm. And they were coming up Queen Street and I wanted to take some photos, but they were sort of freaky at the same time. They're all in character and it's such a fun day. It's really nice to be able to catch up and see people all sort of dolled up. So,
seeing some of the photos from last year, it looks like some of them go all out with it too. So
They do. What should people expect from your live performance tomorrow?
Fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a pretty good set. It's a 1-hour set. So, we usually only play 45-minute sets, but we usually do a few of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a pretty energetic set.
Mm.
Yeah. There's only one song that's a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But,
give them a chance to get
a lot of the crowd favourites are on it.
Yeah.
So, fantastic. Yeah. What other gigs do you have coming up?
We've got quite a few in November and December. We're playing the Macrovat and the Miami Marquettas.
Mm.
They're organised by the same people.
Yeah.
We've done Miami Marquetta a couple of times this year. It's great.
Yeah, it's good fun.
And we're playing in the Queen Street Mall on December 18th and New Year's Eve as well. So that will be a lot of fun on New Year's Eve, I think.
Is that part of City Sounds?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, when we've done a couple in the Queen Street Mall and they were excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah. Which spot have you been at? Because there's a couple of different locations in Queen
Street
Mall. Yeah, in
the middle, sort of main stage.
Oh, you've been main stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice
we hit the big time.
That's fantastic. How can people keep in touch with all things The Wet Fish?
Probably Facebook would be the best one. And we also have our website, which is thewetfish.com.
Fantastic.
So we try and keep that up to date, but I get a bit slack with that from time to time. Yeah. But I'd say Facebook's easier. So
you're not the only one. I know what that's like. Every once in a while, I look at my Facebook page and go, and by that I mean Goldilocks folks' Facebook page and go, I update it once a week.
Yeah.
That's okay. Now we're going to play a track of yours. What have you guys suggested for us to play today?
Well, we gave you a few originals, and this one is called Great White.
Yeah.
It's actually a home demo. So, because we need to do some recording as a band,
expense.
We're a bit overdue. But this is a brand new one. We rehearsed it the other week, but we haven't played it live yet.
Oh, Are you gonna play it live tomorrow?
No, we still
probably
need
not
to,
after the rehearsal last week. Yeah. No,
we're gonna give it another go.
All right, fantastic. We're going to play this now. Thank you so much for coming in the studio and having a chat with us. Have an awesome day tomorrow. And I think at least one of the gigs that you were talking about is after my exams are done, so I'll be able to come along and enjoy
like
I have
before. We do appreciate you coming in the past as well.
Yeah. It's always fun. Always fun.
I think we're more fun than study, so.
Definitely. This is The Wet Fish with Great White.